Hello. My name is George. I'm with Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're talking to people in your area today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
And in which state do you live?
Texas.
And if you don't mind me asking, do you live inside the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
And what is your zip code?
78251.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you or is any member of your household employed by a newspaper, a television radio station for a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
And in what year were you born?
74.
And which of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself as some other way?
Man.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. For statistic purposes only, what's your main ethnicity or race heritage? Caucasian or white? African-American or black? Asian-American?
White.
And what is the last year that you have completed in school?
Law degree.
Law degree, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, how many children, if any, do you have living in your household who are 18 years of age or younger that you are the parent or guardian of?
Two.
Which children? Okay. And thank you very much for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, what type of school do your children attend? Homeschool, private or parochial school, magnet school, and 1882, parent ship school, public charter school, traditional public school?
Private school.
Private school, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, sir, and thank you again for your patience. Do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, a traditional kindergarten to third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
You said there's a category with including third grade and second grade, that category.
Third grade and second grade, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know. I have Mayor Ron Nienberg.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino or Jamie Aquino?
Oh, I don't know that person.
Okay. What about Teachers Union?
Very unfavorable.
The San Antonio City Council?
I'm not familiar enough with all of them.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. And if the name, one you don't recognize, just let me know. Here's the first one. Public charter schools in San Antonio.
Oh, I don't know that.
Very unfavorable? Okay.
I mean,
What about
I don't know who that. I don't know
what about
that is.
Okay. What about private and parochial schools in San Antonio? Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very favorable.
1882, partnership schools in San Antonio.
I don't know what that is.
Innovation schools in San Antonio?
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. What about traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Oh, very unfavorable.
And magnet schools in San Antonio?
I don't know what that is.
And would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
It's on the wrong track.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their children's need? Not important at all. Not that important. Somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
And do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change, not at all, a little, some or a lot?
A lot.
And from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I don't have an opinion. I don't know what those are.
Okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Less favorable? Okay. And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
I'm looking right now what this is. Can you give me the question right now? I'm just looking up what charter schools are. Can you tell me what the question is again?
Sure. Yeah. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect in your vote?
One moment. I'm just trying to see what. I don't have an opinion. I still can't figure out what a public charter school is.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
I don't recall that ever coming up, so I don't know. I don't know.
And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? And it is that public charter schools. Here's the first one. Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, or support different learning styles. Enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds, or are smaller schools then offer more individualized attention, or encourage more parents' input and involvement, are free and open to all children, or are managed independently for local school districts?
What was the question again?
The question is, which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? These are the options I have. Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them. Support different learning styles. Enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds. Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention. Encourage more parent input and involvement, or are free and open to all children, or are managed independently from local school districts?
Okay. Yes. So managed independently from local school districts and or allow more parent input, those two. I think you said two, right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay, those two.
And how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Not at all likely, not too likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Not likely.
And thinking about your personality, how satisfied would you say you are with the schools or schools you send your children to? Not satisfied at all, not too satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Moving on, which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Here's the first one. Providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, cutting the number of public charter schools, supporting and facilitating more schools choice for students, or reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion of schools, or keeping good teachers or student safety, or increasing funding to public schools?
I think there's one you said, what was it?
If you like, I can read the options for you.
Something about,
time.
Yeah, sorry.
Here are the options.
Go ahead.
Providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, cutting the number of public charter schools, supporting and facilitating more schools choice for students, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F.
Yeah, that was the one. It was the one we said facilitating more schools with the choice, that one.
Okay. And what about reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equality, and inclusion to schools, or keeping good teachers or student safety, or increasing funding to public schools?
Then I just had to choose one of those, or?
Oh, you can choose as many as you like.
Oh, okay. Can you read those last two, something about safety or something?
Student safety, okay.
Yeah, that one. That's about it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. Here's the first one. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Okay. The other one says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at grade level.
I strongly agree.
Okay. And we are starting to wrap this up. Moving on, the City Council act as the policymaker and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policies here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
I don't have an opinion on that. I don't know who makes the decision, so I have no framework to compare it to.
Okay. Changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education saving account program. This program would give parents who opt out of the public school system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state to, on average, to educate a child each year. to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutor. Now, would you oppose or support this educational saving account program?
I support that.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed looking for work?
I'm employed.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican and Democrat, independent, or something else?
Independent.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class, is that what you said?
Yes, I have upper middle class, well-to-do.
Yeah, that.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.